2013.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any changes, discussion, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any public comments? In the interest of time, I don't have any chairman's comments, and so I think we'll go right to the training.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say a few words before Stacy will go through the training for the board. We wanted to take this opportunity before we have our site visit from the Public Health Accreditation Board that will be coming July 30th and 31st. We've submitted a tentative agenda for those 2 days, and we're waiting for the site visitors to approve the agenda. We did some altering of the schedule from their template, so we're now waiting for their approval that they accept our alterations. And what we altered were to consolidate, compress the time, recognizing the board's time that's potentially over a few hours. We're asking if you can be there. It would be the first day between 11 and about 2:30 would be some critical time periods if you're available. I know at least having one representative. I think Dr. Foster's looking at his schedule, but everybody, of course, is invited. At 11 o'clock on that day, we're having our community partners, so we plan on inviting quite a few people. Maybe around 75, I anticipate maybe half coming because it's vacation, but yet we want a large representation for the community partner visit. That, we have heard, is very key for the site visitors when they come, not only to review all of the domains with us and ask any questions that they might have, but also to visually see and interview our community partners. And I have also heard that 80% of our review is really completed. They received all of our information, and I just wanted to share with you what we've submitted. And this is a physical representation in these four binders of the documents that have been submitted to date. So our three reviewers have gone or are going through this information. And of the domains that Stacy will be giving an overview, they might have questions on some of this information. They may say that what we've sent as an example, they would prefer a different example. We may have an opportunity to have a replacement document during those 2 days before they leave. Besides interviewing the board regarding Domain 12 and our community partners and asking health department staff any further questions to further explain the domains and the information that we've submitted, including our health improvement plan for the community, our health assessment data, and our internal strategic plan. They might have some further questions. But anything that we've missed would then be our action plan to work on to further develop over the next 5 years until we're reaccredited. So I'm very hopeful that we're well past a midline, that we'll be accepted and accredited, and now we're moving through the process of the visit. So Stacy's going to give an overview of the information that we are educating our staff, because when the site visitor's here, they can ask any one of our staff any questions. Linda's shaking her head. She knows that from the hospitals. And they can also ask for any other information, which we need to be fully prepared to show them within those 2 days. And so we're going to be preparing staff, training them, and you're going to get the information that they're getting. It will also help to kind of brush off the cobwebs or offer some information for you, give you an overview of the big picture, what it's related to, and the detail assembled under the 12 domains that we've submitted. So ask questions if something's not coming together. Dr. Foster suggested potentially we need to have another brief visit. Maybe it's a conference call just to kind of follow up if there's some other questions people might have. So we can determine that at a later time. So, Stacy, thank you. And she's prepared all this information. So the training, the PowerPoint, and she's done a lot of research with the other health departments. Currently, nationally, there's 11 counties or health departments, state or local or tribes, that have been approved. Another layer has been approved. I'm not quite sure the number. In Wisconsin, there are currently three. West Allis was the first, and Polk and Wood County were just recently approved. We're in the third round, so we should probably hear formally around September, I would think. September, October, we should get the formal public announcement. So, Stacy.
Well, thanks for having me. Before I jump into the PowerPoint, I have a test for everyone to start to get the wheels turning. So hopefully you picked up in this pile call, it's a test your public health knowledge. It's two-sided. I'll give everyone a few minutes to just kind of go through this. Don't worry too much about the fill-in-the-blank questions on the back. If you want to jot some things down, great. But there's a multiple choice, there is a matching portion, and then the fill-in-the-blank. So I'll just give everyone a few minutes to go through it. If you don't know answers, don't worry. This is just to kind of get things.
We have all the answers.
Get things ticking, yep. Thank you. as you finish up, I'm going to pass around a copy of the PowerPoint. This PowerPoint is a copy of what I'll be going over, but it also is a cheat sheet, basically, for you with all the information on what site visitors may ask when they come. So keep it handy. Well, thanks again for having me. As Cindy mentioned, our site visit for public health accreditation is scheduled for July 30th and 31st. We don't know the exact date and time of when they want to meet with Board of Health and community partners. Again, we offered a tentative agenda to them. If they accept that, we'll kind of see. But as soon as we have that date and time, you will know so that you can kind of plan your schedule accordingly. So we've been talking about this for a while now, and we are really kind of at the final stages of public health accreditation. What is the goal of why we're doing this? To improve and protect the health of every community by advancing the quality and performance of public health departments. Quality improvement and performance management is a key focus for public health accreditation. And going through this process, the health department, we've really now gotten to that process where we are constantly doing quality improvement, really seeing how we do as a health department. What does FAB stand for? It stands for the Public Health Accreditation Board. That might have been, a question on your test. The importance of why we're doing this, this is voluntary, this is new. Just within the last few years, this has come down, and again, we are in the first few rounds now of health departments actually going through the process and getting accredited. But the importance of why, identifying successes and opportunities for improvement. You'll see a theme here, quality improvement is a key part. Promoting quality initiatives, energizing the workforce, and developing a strong team. Focus on common goals, evaluating our performance, aligning our resources with our strategic objectives and delivering results. And I would say in the last, 2 years that we've been working on this, we have done all these things above and beyond. We've touched every one of them. What is the process for accreditation? Pre-application, we went through that. It was the end of 2011 that we did that. In order to go to even begin, health departments had to have three things put together that you actually submitted: agency strategic plan, community health improvement plan, and a community health assessment completed. So for us to even think about this, we had to have those things put together, which we did. After that then was the application process. Our application was accepted. And then really from the date that application was accepted, we had a year to then submit documentation for the 12 domains which I'll talk about. We really used every day and submitted our documentation like to the day a year that we had. Most of the things we had put together, but we had to develop things. It was quite a process getting that documentation together, and you can see it takes up four binders of stuff. once we submitted that early January, FAB actually did an initial review of our documentation, and it was really just to see if things had dates on them, make sure nothing was draft, make sure things had agency title on them, and there were a few things that we didn't have, so they came back to us with those revisions. We had a month to do that. We did that, and then now we're where we are, which is number four, the site visit. So we're only at step four. What would be next then after a site visit is the decision. How long that takes, we're not quite sure. You know, it'll take a few months probably. Once that's completed, we will have to provide reports to FAB, updated agency plans, you know, things that they'll request from us. So it's not just we're accredited and that's it. It is a process. And then after 5 years, we actually go through it again to be reaccredited. And what that process is, I'm not exactly sure because it's so new and nobody's done it. People are just now getting accredited to begin with. So I'm not sure exactly what that'll entail, but we'll have 5 years then until that comes. So there's seven steps in the process. The framework of how everything's laid out, we have there are 12 domains. Under those domains are standards, and then under the standards are measures. We then provide documentation for those measures with guidance that FAB provides. So FAB is very specific for the most part. Some things were kind of, you had to figure out what they're looking for, but they lay out kind of what they're looking for, and then we developed documentation for those. Everything is tied into the 10 essential public health services, which are listed here. I'm not gonna kind of talk about each one, but everything, again, ties into the core public health functions of assurance, assessment, policy development, and then the 10 essential public health services. And the domains, these are now the 12 domains under accreditation. In parentheses, you'll see then which public health, essential public health service they tie to. So you can see domain one looks at monitoring. Conduct and disseminate assessments focused on population health status and public health issues facing the community. Documentation we submitted there really had to do with our community health assessment. That was really the main one. Domain two looks at investigate health problems and environmental public health hazards to protect the community. We included items from our emergency plans and also environmental health, like foodborne investigation, those kind of things. Domain three, inform and educate about public health issues and functions. We included examples from our website. This was a lot with getting information out to the public. So press releases, our website. Domain four, engage with the public to identify and address health problems. This was looking at a lot with interacting with community members on like coalitions. So we included examples from our Kenosha Life Course Initiative for that. Domain five, develop public health policies and plans. This included our agency strategic plan, our public health improvement plan, and then we had a lot with our public health emergency plan in here. Domain six, enforce public health laws. This is a lot, we included a lot with our environmental health, the different laws that they operate under. Domain seven, promote strategies to improve access to healthcare services. We included a lot of examples from, again, our Life Course Initiative. Domain eight, maintain a competent public health workforce. This, we included core competency for our staff. So they wanted to see, you know, is your staff trained? What kind of core competency assessment have you done? Domain nine, evaluate and continuously improve health department processes, programs, and interventions. This really focused on the quality improvement. Do you have a quality improvement plan? They wanted to see examples of how you went through the process. Domain 10, contribute to and apply the evidence base for public health. They wanted to see examples of using evidence-based and IRB. So we included examples, I believe, from our Suicide Prevention Coalition. Domain 11, maintain administrative and management capacity. This is a lot with for our staff, for our agency. Has your staff been through HIPAA training? Have they had confidentiality training? Those kind of things. Is your building ADA compliant? Those were the kind of examples they wanted to see. Domain 12 is really where you all come in, and we're gonna talk more about domain 12. maintain capacity to engage the public health governing entity. So we included a lot of examples of minutes from meeting, Board of Health meetings, on where different things were talked about, things were offered, those kind of things. So that's really the layout of the domains and where they tie in with the public health essential services. If anybody has questions, stop me at any point. I tend to talk fast, so just. An overview of what the site visit will be. It'll include three members, and these members, they volunteer to do this. These are public health individuals from the nationwide that volunteer to do this. They go through a pretty extensive training. Out of the three members, there's almost a leader, and I can tell you a little, we know who they are. Sorry. We did a little private investigative work and found out a little information on them. Which I have, if I can find it. Yes. The team chair, her name is Georgia Heiss. She is the district director for the Three Rivers District Health Department in Kentucky. And she's been very active in public health. She's the NACHO?
She's a NACHO vice president.
Yeah.
And also their district was in the first round of the 11 that were awarded accreditation.
One of the members has a background in environmental health. And the other one is with the health department in Utah. So
board,
we know,
isn't it a board member?
Yes.
One of
Board of Health. Yep.
Board of Health member.
She's the chair of the Board of Health for. So it'll be a pretty diverse group, which is just good. But those members then will physically come here to the health department and spend 2 days with us. They will meet with our accreditation team members to review documentation. So it'll be, half hour meetings with kind of the domain leads that we've selected for those 12 domains. We have kind of a lead for each one of those. The members will meet with that individual to talk about the specific domain, if somebody, if they have follow-up questions, if they want additional documentation. They will also then meet with the Board of Health and community partners, which we talked about. So we'll have a community partner meeting. We're going to try to do this all kind of so they're back to back. And then meet with our governing entity. And then there'll be a meeting to discuss Domain 12. And that's, ideally where Board of Health then would fall in. The site review team will also then, they'll be here for 2 days. They'll be walking through the health department. They want a tour. And at that time, they can ask our staff questions if they need, We don't quite know exactly what they might ask, but because of some health departments that have been through the process, we have an idea of what they might ask. And questions that they may ask during the Board of Health governing entity meeting, these are some of the questions that may come up. And these were included on your test. And so, maybe we can kind of go through these and just kind of lay out what you would say if asked, describe the relationship of the governing entity with the health department, the process for information exchange, the process for decision making. If asked this, how would you respond?
Obviously, our meetings.
Okay.
And emails.
Well, we're for advisory. You folks pretty much make the decisions, but we can provide input or feedback. I think that consideration.
And that's a good point.
Right.
It is our job to educate these three site visitors what a health department in Wisconsin is like. We're a decentralized state. That means we're a home rule state. There are other states that are centralized and have different decision-making processes. And so it's our role to help that they leave here totally understanding what our health department is like, how decisions are made, what type of, when we get a grant, how is that grant approved? You know, what committees does it go through, and how is that different from what they might observe within their states? And so that's a very key factor in regards to how our Board of Health functions. And it's offering those recommendations. You know, they might ask you for some examples of recommendations. They might ask you just some of the same questions that Stacy put down for our staff to get them thinking about what are your priorities for the health of a community. For staff in particular, you know, what's the strength of your program or service that you're representing or working with. So they might start asking you some of those questions, and you might want to just kind of play that out in your head, what you think are priorities, what brings you to be Board of Health members. You know, why is this a value to you to take the time out of your busy schedules to be here, and especially the, you know, long-term commitment that we have on this Board of Health. So those are some of the questions they might be asking. Mm-hmm.
The key thing I'm trying to get across to our staff and everyone is that they're not trying to trip anybody up with these questions. They really want to learn as much as they can from everybody. Even our staff, when they ask our staff questions, it's not to trick them or try to, you know, trip them up on something. It's really they want to learn. They want to learn about our programs. They want to learn about what we do. And just with all of you, they want to learn how we function with Board of Health and how everything works. So that's really, you know, they want us. The site visitors want us to get accredited. You know, they really are for that. They're not here to try to rip us apart, and you know, they really are promoting this and want it. So that's the intent of a lot of these meetings. Another question: describe the working relationship of the governing entity with the community. How does the governing entity obtain community input? So if you just want to kind of think about that. What was the governing entity's role in the development of the health department's strategic plan, the CHIP, which I'm going to talk about all this, but what is the role in promoting and monitoring the implementation? So I'll touch on this. But just these are just some examples of things that might come up in that meeting with them.
For example, about interacting with the community, One means is several of you sit on the Healthcare Executive Roundtable, which is an executive group of leadership within the community. So it's sharing that information and supporting it. Another piece may be that County Board Supervisors take information back to their particular committee, or when there's presentations at a committee meeting, that the support or sharing additional information related to presentations or approval of whatever we might be seeking approval of that particular meeting. Referral mechanisms in the community that some of you, based on your institution, that we coordinate work within your institution or some kind of referral mechanism, or even through the years, looking for some support or assistance. For example, with Dr. Lux with, you know, some of the animal issues that we've had, and seeking her consultation, child abuse, Rita sits on it. So it's, you know, it's thinking back to the connectedness and sharing that information, because that's what they want to hear. They're blank slates. They have no idea how each of you are connected with our Board of Health, but in the community or other facets of connectedness of a network. And it's sharing that information with them so they see that our network, our net, our public health system is very broad. And I think many of you, you know, understand that. And most of the presentations that we've shared in the past, we've seen either your personal connection or the connectedness that the health department has within the community.
Oh, I'm going to now kind of move into the key things that the site visitors are going to be looking at, focusing on when they're here. And so again, this the handout that I gave you is kind of a cheat sheet, a study guide, if you wish, of the different things. And our staff are getting the same thing so that they can really refresh themselves on, for example, what our mission and vision are for the health department. You can see those there.
Our vision, we have a vision statement, we have a banner up on the second floor. If you've been on the second floor, you may have viewed the banner, and that was developed by the staff through a lengthy process to come to that vision statement.
Policies and procedures, and this is really just an FYI, but they're going to want to know for our staff, if you need to find policies, procedures, where would you go? Currently, a few of our policies, procedures are in SharePoint, but really we're directing, really our clerical staff are kind of the gatekeepers of our policies, procedures. So that's where if a staff member was asked, they would kind of say, well, I would go to clerical and have them, you know, provide me with whatever policy, procedure. The emergency plans are in my office, so staff are aware of that.
Likewise for you, if you're asked a question that you really don't have the answer, it's okay that you don't have the answer, but it's knowing who you would go to. So you may direct it to me. You may say, well, I would call the health officer, or I would call the board chair or another colleague. So, you know, you don't have to know the detail of the question, the detailed answer, but it's knowing who you would go to find the answer.
And when you say clerical, that's sort of an internal term, I guess. You're talking about Nancy's office?
Yeah, Nancy, we have Nancy and Karen are our clerical staff. And so they are well-versed on our policies, procedures, and where they are located.
And that might be, Nancy might be the answer for a question you're asked, too. She would be the resource person.
Some background on our community health assessment, or our CHOP. Our kind of title is the Kenosha County Community Health Survey. It was last conducted in 2011. We do it every 3 years. We do it in conjunction with Aurora, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, and the Center for Urban Population Health. And you have in the copies over there the summary report from that. And some background, it was a total of 400 telephone surveys completed with adults in Kenosha County. It was a random kind of sample where phone calls were given out. The survey questions look at health conditions, healthcare coverage, access to healthcare, physical health, cigarette use, alcohol use, mental health. Copies of the survey, the summary, and the actual report are located on our website under reports. Our Community Health Improvement Plan, or CHIP. The title for what that is, it is our Healthy People Kenosha County 2020 Plan, which again, there are copies up there. It is a 10-year plan for the health of Kenosha County. It was developed with input from the county committees. Data that we use to drive our goals and objectives are from the Community Health Assessment that I just talked about and our county health rankings. We really included measurable SMART objectives in there. Every year then I develop a report to kind of show how we're doing. So I get pull data together and really kind of track how we're doing every year. And again, copies of that plan are on our website under reports. Our agency strategic plan, which there are also copies up there, outlines our division goals objectives for the next 5 years, how that plan came to be. When Cindy first became health officer, met with staff and focus groups to determine possible goals. The plan was drafted and presented to managers, and then the final plan was then shared with you all, our staff, community members. The plan includes divisional goals objectives and along with specific goals objectives for our different teams or sections. So really everyone had input on what's in there. And again, a copy is located on our website under reports. And we do track how we do every year with this as well. So we really, it's not just a plan that sits there, we're using it.
Each year the staff and each team, the managers and their teams, develop new objectives for each year. And so we have the outcomes from the previous year and then the new objectives.
And what I'm going to do is just really briefly go over what we included for documentation for Domain 12. If you are pretty sure you're going to be, I know we don't have the final date or time of the meeting with the site visitors, but if you have a pretty good idea that you're going to be there, I do have binders. I only have a few, though, of all the documentation if you want hard copies. If, you know, I can make more if needed and get them to you. I just didn't want to have a bunch of extras. So feel free to take one. There's a few here. But I'm just going to go over just so you have an idea of what we included. So standard 12.1 said maintain current operational definitions and statements of public health roles, responsibilities, and authorities. So what you see is that's the standard. The measure then is on the left. Then the type of document, that's what FAB kind of gave us as guidance on what we could select. And then you'll see on the far right column is what we actually picked. So the first measure is provide mandated public health operations, programs, and services. So they want to see that we have the authority to conduct public health activities. We included then state statutes to indicate that. Description of operations that reflect authorities. There are minutes that there's a few different examples we included. Board of Health Authority, minutes from a meeting in April 2011, annual report. So we must have talked about this quite a bit because we had included a lot of examples. The next measure, maintain current operational definitions and or statements of the public health governing entities' roles and responsibilities. So they want to see authority of the governing entity. We included then state statutes where it outlines the Board of Health powers and duties. Same then with the next one, the description of the governing entity. We included the same thing because it outlines it all in there. Moving on, the next measure, communicate with the governing entity regarding the responsibilities of the public health department. They want to see communications provided to the governing entity regarding the responsibilities of the public health department. And, you know, they usually indicate there's more probably to that as examples, but we just have various minutes in here. I can't tell you specifically what we're talked about, but if you want, there's the hard copies are here. And then next, communicate with the governing entity regarding the responsibilities of the governing entity. One example of a communication with the governing entity about their operational definitions and or statements of the public health governing entity's roles and responsibilities. So we have the Board of Health Orientation Reference Manual. And we have meeting minutes where we must have referenced that as an example. And I'm just kind of going through this just to give you an idea of what we included. And next, again, it's really they want to see kind of the relationship. Provide the governing entity with information about important public health issues facing the health department and or recent actions. I mean, this is, you do this at every meeting. They want to see, again, communications. So we included a couple different examples, it looks like, where we talked about the health department annual report and accomplishments of the health department. Track actions taken, so review issues discussed, actions taken, and policies set. And it looks like we have a human services committee meeting minutes and budget approval, it looks like, is what we included in there. Next, the last one, communicate with the governing entity about assessing and improving the performance of the health department. So So they want to see where communication with the governing entity concerning assessments of the health department's performance. So looks like 2011, I probably came and talked about healthy people. We included that. And then meeting, talking about accreditation, because that really included our performance management. And then the next would be governing entity concerning the improvement of the health department's performance. And we have healthy people presentation given to you all, and a presentation on, well, there's two different ones, on our CHIP and for healthy people. Any questions? Again, that was a really quick overview on what we included. I can tell you that it wasn't that quick trying to get it all together, but. So that, in kind of in a nutshell, is what the site visit will be. Are there any questions at all? I know it's a lot and I kind of went quick. Well, I must have done a pretty good job.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
We're excited to be at this part of the process. It's been a lot of work by the staff and all of the staff. Stacy was the coordinator for this entire process over the last 2 years, but all of the staff participated. They were each part of domains, and then we had a leader within the domain, but then it would be like a scavenger. They had to locate a document to support the domain and the measures and the objectives that they were assigned to.
This is a little bit ahead of, we got to get through this first, but with this new format for minutes, how are you easily going to do that in 4 or 5 years? If you have to find examples and if you had to listen to all the documents.
I was thinking the same thing. Because now, and I'm sorry, am I speaking out of turn as a secretary? Now they've asked us to just put, you know, where you can find this on the digital recording, which is placed on the website, versus what actually was talked about in the hard copy that I give you guys.
You almost have to go back to the agenda.
Yeah.
And the agenda is posted at the same time along with those minutes. So it would be the agenda that would give you the clue as to the information within the minutes.
But it doesn't elaborate.
No, but what we've been doing is now knowing what these domains are about, as we have something that comes about, I funnel information between Stacy and I. We have files that electronically we're storing in preparation of the next 5-year accreditation cycle, and or we'll be able to also get very focused with our action plan, because they will develop an action plan. We're not going to be 100% compliant on everything. There will be areas that they see, and of course quality improvement is an ongoing process. You never stop. So that'll be part, I assume, a part of our action plan for improvement. And so then I envision that we have files that we start storing information. And once they also develop what the reports will look like, we'll get better at how to collect the information. But looking ahead, again, we may start loading some examples in the domains to refresh them for the next 5 years.
Will they be collecting data in that interim time period at all? You have reports that you need to send to them. So
annually.
Okay, so if you have an annual report, will your accreditation really be based on a compilation of those annual reports?
It might be. I'm not sure what the reaccreditation is going to look like. If it's going to be, all right, give us documentation for everything again, or if it will be more of a, you know, how are you doing kind of thing. I'm not too sure. So
they haven't even developed the format for the annual reports yet. This is a new process, and it's ongoing. And the National Accreditation Board are the individuals who've developed the domain process and the measures. There may even be some tweaking of measures as the site visitors throughout the nation go through the site visit process. They're going to have feedback, offer feedback, how did it go? You know, what worked, what didn't work, so there might be some additional tweaking the next go around. 5 years, which would be 2017, would be the first group that would go through it again. So we're kind of just, you know, floating through what we have available as the framework now. And
I do think it would be helpful for those who think they may want to attend part of it or all of it to maybe take the next couple of weeks to kind of digest some of this, or if you're interested, you pick up one of the books and go through it, and then maybe, whether it has to be individually or as a group again, just meet. I just know what we've gone through with the hospital inspections. It is a huge amount of stuff. And it's a little hard to sort of get organized and go, okay, I think I understand all this. I think it might be helpful for those who think they're going to want to attend just to at least consider a second meeting after we have a chance to think about something.
I highly encourage and request for the community partnership meeting that you attend. I hope your schedules will accommodate.
Are you not sure if that's going to be the first day or the second day?
Okay.
We requested that the, and again, we won't know if they accept this, but that the community partner meeting, and it would be the community partner meeting, and then
at 11 o'clock
lunch, and then board of, like, governing entity meeting, and then domain 12 would be the first day starting at 11 o'clock. So it would be
11 until about 2:30.
That's the
30th? Yes.
Right.
Now that could completely be changed. We don't know.
They take their lunch off-site. They are not allowed to be fed by us or to engage at all. So that was, I wanted to have the community partner or Board of Health around the lunch hour because that seemed to work for everybody. But we just tried to compress it around the lunch hour if that's a possibility. And we totally understand if you can't make it. I mean, I totally understand.
So if they're going off site, you're going to be sure the place was inspected recently?
Staging is giving them a list of restaurants to attend. We give them a list of the hotels where to stay.
And I've ran it all by Environmental Health. What do you recommend? And they've given me a list.
I would kind of hope wherever they want to
go. Hotels not on
that's
on the list.
It's not on the list. So that's all we can do. We have a welcome packet, but the welcome packet consists of where to go, maps, how to get places, how to get here. It's really just kind of logistics. We can't give them any free little Kenosha lighthouse or not even a bottle of water. It's all, they have to pay for everything, so.
How often do you get a grassroots? I mean, in a way, I think the dental issues that we're looking at were more grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
The ER, from our standpoint, was raising concerns because we're always getting all these folks and they contributed some data.
Mm-hmm. The OB. Remember the whole OB?
The
navigator that came about, that all went through. It was vetted through.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm. Was vetted through the board. You were kept abreast of the process of how we engaged the community and participated in that whole process of improvement within our community.
And that's what they'll want to hear. And if it's not something we included for documentation, we'll have a short window of where we can provide that to them. So,
but it has to be from prior to January 2013. So we really started talking about the dental issues just recently.
So
the only hard copy of information has to be before the date that we finally submitted all of our documents.
Mm-hmm. We have talked about it before.
Because
we had the one school nurse come in.
Okay.
Talk about how
dental and driving them
that's
to appointments.
How bad kids are with their band, mm-hmm. teeth affecting the rest of their health.
But now we're kind of diving in even further. Yeah.
And will you have in that binder are the examples that maybe we've talked about?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
So I just want to make sure that, because
yes,
if we bring up different examples, then that would require additional paperwork on your end. Is that correct? Or,
yeah, well,
so I don't know,
not necessarily,
we want to
unless they thought that what we submitted, they didn't think it was appropriate, or they needed further justification or further explanation.
Or, you know, in the meeting with them, if you bring up something that we didn't include, they may want to say, hey, that's a great example, too.
They might ask, but don't feel like you're making a problem.
For us.
Because we have everything sorted, and meeting minutes are really the key. And we've been doing that internally also. All of our management team meetings, we're putting on an agenda, listing, you know, and adding letterhead and a date. This is that signature piece, and we want everything signed and dated and very focused. That's quality improvement. So we've already been incorporating some of those pieces. It makes it so much easier to locate and be able to provide examples for this. There was a time limit.
Yeah, it was usually 5 years.
But typically two.
There were some that were more specific where they only allowed us 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think, some of these things, I mean, we were doing this a year ago, so some of these documents we were putting together or compiling a year ago. So that's why, you know, sometimes it might look outdated, but it was last summer.
And we started 2 years ago with the initial process. But actually, even a year before that, because, well, the whole Healthy People Kenosha County, that's been in existence, our then community plan for a long time. We've been doing assessments already. I mean, that's required by a health department. But the internal strategic plan was really, you know, rather new in comparison to everything else. Those were the foundation of even the beginning point of becoming accredited. And, you know, and also think about, you know, future-wise, I think one thing I mentioned to Dr. Foster was the 10 essential services of public health. I'd like to get better at connecting what we discuss at these board meetings with the 10 essential services, because we're required as a health department to be functioning under those services, and then just relating our programs and services under those 10 essential services. So it's kind of, we're just kind of saying it over and over again, and we get that connectedness. Mm-hmm. And it's showing also those core functions of assessment, assurance, and policy development. Policy can be big P or little P. You know, it doesn't always have to be some big policy that we send to the state. It can also be countywide or even internally.
Well, maybe a thought is as we do different presentations is to, you know, list next to what functions we're meeting on those particular topics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd like to get, some connectedness, that there's that, you know, cause and effect relationship,
right,
that everybody sees that. It's not like, right now we're talking about this, we've been doing it, but it's bringing the dots all together. Just its process. It's just getting
a lot of programs you've implemented that have improved.
Yep, reevaluated, added new pieces.
Re-educating, or tapping a different resource to get people involved. You know, some of those home visits wasn't something that just came out with prenatal.
Exactly.
How much better it was if they would.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's been a process of interconnectedness that we view what we've been doing at the health department over a long period of time. This just didn't happen. It's been a process of connecting our different programs and services and looking for, as levy dollars are shrinking, looking for dollars associated to supplement and support those gaps in our community, the needs within our community to make those health improvements and the priorities that have been selected.
I can't remember how far, it can't be that many years, but when the H1N1 thing was big, I mean,
there was a lot
of good dialogue with employers at those meetings on strategizing, and is that fair game? I mean, is that...
Sure. We included H1N1.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that was
absolutely
big.
Absolutely, that was big, and that was huge.
Many years ago.
As a community, we looked at how do we develop, how do we train our workforce and work collectively and not be, you know, butting against each other, that we had a united force in order to vaccinate and protect our community. Lots of training at all different levels. Mm-hmm. A lot of community education, which is continues to be ongoing. Influenza is one of the areas that it never stops. Every year there's a new strain. And
we did the education for the, and I'm going to blank on the name of it, but for the suicide prevention.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of education in the community about, you know, assessing needs related to suicide prevention.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know if it was right. You said you used some example. Yeah. I don't know if that was the one you used. It's Q something or other.
The QPR training.
And there were a number of people doing that.
And that was a lengthy process, if you recall. We first got a grant with like four or five other county health departments just about coalition building, and our coalition was injury prevention, which then funneled into the specialty of suicide prevention because that was our community need at the time. And then we received a subsequent grant, 3-year grant, to further build our suicide coalition, and then now we have our current 5-year grant that, and we're really getting good at all the different pieces to make health improvements with, you know, means restriction with guns, lock boxes, and
medication.
The medication drop-off boxes, training for individuals to notice an individual that might be suicidal and what to do about it, help, you know, skill building for the community. So it's been a process over a period of time.
Lead
prevention, which has been long. Collaboration again between counties, and then for us, city and county, again to meet the needs of our community to reduce lead poisoning and improve the housing stock.
You mentioned suicide. How's the Board of Health, or are you involved in that crisis intervention training that the police officers are going through?
Yes, in regards to it, they sit on our coalition. And then again, they report back. Debbie also, as the coordinator of that coalition, receives information, reports to the coalition, and supports the education of law enforcement with that training. And it actually started way back with our mental health, Healthy People Committee, the Mental Health Committee.
Yeah.
That's where that idea was originally formulated quite a few years back.
Okay, very good.
So you can see there's a lot of this interconnectedness over a long period of time.
Very good program, yeah.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Hold on.
I just only have a couple of things. Dr. Diane Gerlach has been appointed and approved to be on the Board of Health. She couldn't make this meeting. She had to do her boards, repeat or renewal of her board. So she's on the West Coast someplace. And the Division of Health, it's the Environmental Health. We just received two Environmental Health Sanitariums from Planning and Development. They're being transferred over. These two individuals specialize in septic system inspections. So they'll continue to do that piece out in the county, and at some point there might be further transition. The only other thing is with county fairs and with the swine, there is protocol involved with county fairs. We have to meet, the health departments have to meet with county fair boards, and also there's vaccination requirements for the swine. And isolation, you know, illness and isolation protocol that's going to be put in place. So that our internally, the health department, we're doing an ICS, an incident command system, divvying out responsibilities, who's going to attend what. Stacy's coordinating that meeting that'll occur in a week or two in preparation of our county fair. We have had cases over the last couple of years of children that's been exposed. One was exposed to the Walworth Fair, but it was our resident that was ill. And then last year we had not only swine that were sick, but also we did have some individuals. So that's really, those are the big pieces.
Thank you.
Very briefly, and I know it's going to be a surprise because you never say anything. Right after, or right about the time of our last meeting, the health department had received, or through me, received a subpoena from the federal government. It was looking at the environment, essentially the environmental protection arm of the Justice Department has got a criminal investigation going on that related at least in part to the salmonella outbreak of a couple of years ago at Baker Street, and as near as we were able to tell, they're trying to trace it back to whatever distributor may have and or farms were responsible. I just want to take my hat off to Cindy and her folks. So we got this subpoena with about 7 days notice of have all of this material to us in Kansas City or show up in Iowa to attend the grand jury proceedings. And I was just very impressed with how quickly her staff got everything together so we could get it shipped off overnight to the feds. Based on my prior instances of working with the feds, I'm not holding my breath that we're ever going to hear anything more about what's going on with that or what happened. But nonetheless, I just wanted to thank Cindy and her staff for how quickly they responded.
Thank you.
Good. Other business is allowed by law.
How much time did we have invested the staff out at the horse farm incident?
Mark Melitick, our environmental manager, took the lead on that because we were missing some staff, or were actually training quite a few new staff due to retirements. So he had to take the lead on that, and he was called. Very short notice to report to the farm, and along with other law enforcement, and we contacted state. Mm-hmm. Then there was some further investigation. The court counsel also assisted us with
a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Some looking at the legality of enforcement from our end, and there was a period of time, absolutely.
I know this Pleasant Prairie is trying to recover their costs through court action. Yeah, probably not going to happen. It's probably not worth us to do that.
Well, I think Pleasant Prairie is primarily trying to recoup the money that they're spending storing the animals they cook, not anything related to the investigation or anything like that. Okay. Pleasant Prairie's really been driving it. We were sort of concerned with one little piece of it. So.
And then the other one through the alligator house?
Oh, yeah.
Alligator, iguana,
you never know what you're
going to
get. Your neighbors have. I know.
That's bizarre.
How does
neighbors not know?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't bark. Yeah. There you go.
Dead carcasses have a smell.
All right. Yeah. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
So
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
No.
No. No pressure.
Point of direction.